This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Tomorrow, we will be celebrating Memorial Day. Some of you may be old enough to have heard some of your elders call it Decoration Day. We'll talk more about that a little later. But there are actually three different holidays that address people in uniform. And the first of those has already been celebrated this year on the 15th of this month, Armed Forces Day. The Army used to have a separate day, and the Navy had a day, and the Air Force had a different day. And so back a number of years ago, they consolidated that into Armed Forces Day. And Armed Forces Day was the 15th of this month, May. And Armed Forces Day celebrates those that are currently in uniform, those who are in the military and who are serving our country and protecting us. And then in November, we celebrate November the 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. And that's for the people that have been in uniform, but took off their uniform because they either retired or they were discharged from the military. And so they are military veterans. But the most solemn of the three is what we celebrate tomorrow on Memorial Day. And that is the day that we honor those who never took off the uniform, who died in combat. And so we owe a great debt to those who laid down their lives that we might experience and enjoy the freedom and liberty that we have in America. There are a number of things that you may not know about Memorial Day and its traditions and its roots. While the first commemorative Memorial Day events weren't held in the United States until the late 19th century, that would be in the 1800s, of course, the practice of honoring those who had fallen in battle dates back thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, each year, festooning their graves with flowers and holding public festivals and feasts in their honor. In Athens, public funerals for fallen soldiers were held after each battle, with the remains of the dead on display for public mourning before a funeral procession took them to their internment in Kerameikos, one of the city's most prestigious cemeteries. One of the first known public tributes to war dead was in 431 BC, when the Athenian general and statesman Pericles delivered a funeral oration praising the sacrifice and valor of those killed in the Peloponnesian War, a speech that some have compared in tone to Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And we, most people that know anything about American history, know about the Gettysburg Address. And I think it's very interesting that the fact that President Lincoln was asked to say something. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, hasten the day that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, he created family. Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
Yes, you do. And we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians standing by to resolve your computer questions, your computer problems. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions as well. So you can actually give us a call. 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we'll answer your computer questions. And of course, we'll be talking about some technology stuff. If you don't have any questions, we always try to educate. And one thing that I will say is that we try to actually answer your questions and I actually try to explain things in a way that you can understand. And if you're out there listening and you don't understand, well, give us a call and let us know. Or you can You can just call up. You don't even have to be on the radio. You can just call up and tell Cliff, hey, have Brian explain that a little bit better. And I can do that. So that's what we'll do. That's what we'll work on here. And we want to answer your computer questions, want to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And one thing that we are working on in addition is we are working on getting the live stream going. So we are streaming a Faster PC Radio right now, and you can actually head over to our Facebook page. You'll be able to see the show and also not only see the show, but as we're answering questions, we'll be able to actually show you the steps that we go through to resolve those computer problems. And you'll be able to see that on the screen. And if you're not at your computer right now, that's okay, because the video will be up shortly after, within minutes after the ending of the show. The video will be up ready for you to watch, and you can actually head over there and do that. And of course, if you have questions, you can ask them right in the comment section of the live video, or you can head over and you can also head right on over, and you can actually look at that settings. You can look at the video at your convenience. You can also type your questions into the comment section of the live video. So if you have questions, you can type them right there. You can also, in addition, one of the other things you can do is you can actually give us a call on our radio into the studio, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and just tell Cliff, and Cliff will actually answer. He'll actually put you on the air if you want to be on the air, or if you want to just relay your question, Cliff can do that as well. And we're there. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And you know, that's what we do here at a Faster PC Radio. Now, one thing we were actually looking at and talking about last week was frame rate on these newer 8X routers. So this is what we're talking about here is Wi-Fi 6. So this is wireless internet version 6, and with that, what you have is with your wireless internet, you're actually looking at being able to have quite a bit of it's pretty cool to be able to have the extra bandwidth and the extra speed. And I'm going to switch over to a full screen here to show you what I was talking about last week. And with the frames dropped, and we'll show you this at the end of the show also, and just mention that when we started, when we were doing this show with the wireless in series router, which is going back a few generations, I was consistently getting, when I was connecting wirelessly, I was consistently getting about 30% of my frames were dropping. Now, what we're talking about with frames, we're actually talking kind of like, you know, in the old days with motion pictures and the way that pictures used to, or films used to be actual pictures, and the pictures would roll across the light that would project onto the screen, and each of those was a frame, and the human eye can actually see 30 frames per second. But typically when you're watching a movie, you're typically watching about 60 frames per second. Well, with streaming, you want to have at least 30 frames per second. but I was actually dropping about 30% of my frames. So really about one out of every three frame was dropping with the wireless in router. I switched over to a wireless AC router, which is a wireless 5. That's the fifth generation wireless. And with that, my frames and my drop frames dropped down to 22%. So about one out of every five, maybe a little bit more, was actually dropping. And when I switched over to the wireless AX, what we see, and you see it here right now, not only 0% frames per second drop, but actually 0 frames per second dropped. And this is pretty cool to be able to have this technology and to be able to go and have the greater bandwidth. And what we were going over last week and actually talking, the reason that these two technologies are better, first of all, what you have is when you head over and you go to actually use the new technology with the wireless AC, which is the fifth generation wireless, what you're actually seeing with wireless AC is you get what's called MUMIMO, multi-user, multi-input, multi-output. The previous versions of the routers could only send data to one device at a time. But with wireless, with AC and MUMIMO, the routers can actually send out to three devices at a time, which is pretty cool. But then what you had going from there is Wi-Fi 6. And with Wi-Fi 6, what you get is you actually get where you're actually going and being able to connect. And the devices, not only do they have MUMIMO where they can send out to three devices at a time, but they also, in addition to this, they also are able to break up each of those three packets that they're sending at a time to multiple devices. As more and more people have more devices, not only computers, a lot of homes today are having more than one computer, multiple computers, especially if there are kids or grandkids in that house, cell phones, tablets, smart TVs. If you're in a house with Xfinity internet, one of the things you're going to be using is you're going to be using actually your internet. They're actually streaming your internet to your TVs and actually charging you $7.50 a month for the box that does that streaming. So for every extra TV you have, you're paying $7.50 a month. By the way, you can get a Roku and download the Xfinity app, log in with your Xfinity account, and take that box back to Xfinity and have them take that $7.50 per TV charge off of your bill, and that'll save you some money. But more about that when we come back in just a minute. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. Ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And we're here. We're ready to do that. We want to answer your questions. We want to help you understand this technology. And boy, this technology can be something that there's a lot that changes and a lot that goes on with technology. And we've been here trying to educate you and trying to share some information with you as well. Now, we went out of the last segment just again telling you, if you have Xfinity internet and television from Xfinity and you have more than one television in your home, look and see what you have on the second and third and fourth, or however many TVs you have, you probably have a little black box that's about maybe 4 or 5 inches wide, 4 or 5 inches deep, and maybe a half inch, three quarters of an inch high. And this is actually a box from Xfinity. You can't buy it yourself. You can't go out and buy it from anyone else, but you're actually paying $7. And look at your bill. You're paying $7.50 a month per box. And this is something that you'll want to look at, because you can connect a Roku device. This is something they won't tell you unless you call them up and ask them. But, you know, again, you can't go out and buy one of these devices yourself. Your only option is to either rent one from them at $7.50 per month per box, or you can actually go out and purchase a Roku device. And the Roku device, you know, even if you had a faster PC set it up, you would, that $7.50 a month would eventually, in, you know, in not too long, pay that Roku device off, and then you would be saving $7.50 a month after that. If you want to, you can go back actually to the fall of 2019 to our videos, and spring of 2020, where we actually showed steps that you can actually configure a Roku device. We actually showed you how to do that on our videos here on A Faster PC Radio on this show. So you can actually go to our Facebook page, scroll back to the previous videos, and you can see that, and you can learn how to do that. Once you install the Roku device, you will have a Roku account, which is a username and password, which would consist of an email address, your email address, and a password. And then what you're going to want to do after that is install the Xfinity app and then log in with your Xfinity username and password. If you don't know what that is, get on the phone with Xfinity tech support. Some people actually don't have one, and others have one but don't really know what it is or how to get into it. But the Xfinity tech support can help you with that. They can create one for you if you don't already have one. They can create a temporary password and walk you through how to change that password. You can also, if you have one and don't know what the password is, they can create a temporary password and walk you through how to change that password to a password of your choosing, of your likeness. Now, one thing, I don't know if you have heard about this or not, but for those out there that have Amazon smart speakers, the Echo speaker or some of the other speakers, or even a Ring doorbell. Ring doorbells are really popular these days. Apparently, Amazon must have purchased them. Ring cameras as well. There's something big that's happening, and it's right around the corner. Amazon U.S. customers have around, actually a little bit less than a week to opt out of a mass wireless sharing. And what's going to happen with this is that Amazon is going to create a mesh network. Now, let me explain what a mesh network is. But before I do that, let me just give you the broad picture. Amazon is going, if you have a smart speaker or a Ring camera or a Ring doorbell, Amazon is going to turn that into a wireless hotspot so that other Amazon speakers and cameras can connect to your devices if they, and use your internet bandwidth if their internet goes out. And in addition to that, you will actually, your devices would actually be able to connect to their devices as well if your internet goes out. What a mesh network is, you kind of can think about, you know, the term mesh. It's kind of like a term that would indicate that there's a full covering, and that the one antenna would actually mesh to provide where another antenna is not able to provide, and they can actually connect to themselves. So if you have a router that supports a mesh system, or an antenna that supports mesh, then you have another antenna or range extender that supports mesh. That second antenna can actually connect to the first antenna, get its wireless signal from that first antenna. And then if you're closer to the first antenna with your device that's connecting, or maybe the device is static and it's got a better signal from that first antenna, it's going to connect there. But if you're moving around, let's say with your phone or your laptop, or maybe you're at the kitchen table, you're eating, you have your laptop there or your tablet there, or your phone there, and then you move into the bedroom, you're closer to another antenna. Well, your device would actually just switch over to that other antenna. The other antenna would be like a range extender, but it would form, with forming this mesh network, wherever you have the antennas could actually connect to each other, receive signal from each other, and then provide that signal out to other devices, and whichever device, whichever antenna or extender that the device is closest to, it would actually connect to. So what's going to happen again is that Amazon is going to use your Echo speakers, your smart speakers in your house, and your Ring cameras and your Ring doorbell, and turn that into a mesh network where your devices would connect to each of your devices. And like, for instance, if you have a speaker that's maybe you have a router that's in one side of your house, you have a speaker that's in the middle of your house, another speaker that's on the other side of the house, and then you have maybe your Ring doorbell is closer to your center speaker, and if it loses connection to your router, it could actually connect to the speaker, which would be beneficial to some extent to you. Also, if let's say there's an internet outage at your house, but there's internet across the street, and across the street they have a Ring camera, well, that Ring camera would be a hotspot that your Ring doorbell or camera could connect to, and you would then your device would then be actually connected to your neighbor's network. Now, of course, again, if their network went down, if their internet went down, their Ring devices could connect to your Ring devices. And it doesn't just have to be, let's say, a speaker or a doorbell that's right out there. What you would actually be looking at, you would not only have the situation where you would have the speaker or the doorbell out there, you would also have situations where let's say your speaker could connect to your neighbor's your camera could connect to your neighbor's camera, which is then connected to their a device inside of their house and another device inside of their house. Or if their internet is down, their devices, the device that's closest to one of your devices, could connect to your device. Let's say it's a camera. Their camera could connect to your camera. And then their speaker could connect to their camera. And then their other camera could connect to their speaker. So again, these devices could hop off of each other. And so to some extent, this could be beneficial to you. And you might actually be able to benefit from this, but in another extent, other devices that aren't connected to your house could actually be connecting to your your devices on your network and using your bandwidth and using part of the internet that you're paying for. And by the way, these cameras, when you're talking about video, you're talking about higher bandwidth than you would have, let's say, if you're actually, just talking on the phone, or maybe you're receiving an email. That's a very small bandwidth. Maybe you're browsing the web. It's not a lot of bandwidth. But when you start streaming video, sending video from a security camera over the internet, you're talking about higher bandwidth. And by the way, your internet, you're paying for a certain amount of bandwidth. And typically it's a terabit per month. And if you go over that, your internet service provider is going to charge you. Well, imagine going over it, not because you were a heavy user, but because some of your neighbor's cameras were actually streaming video over your network. That would be an interesting situation, and would be something that could actually happen. Also, what security measures would be put in place that would keep devices from being able, and keep hackers from potentially being able to access devices on your network? I mean, if these Ring devices, these cameras and doorbells and the smart speakers could actually connect to your network, it would be hypothetical, it would be possible that a hacker could look like one of these devices, get into your network, and then perhaps be able to access your devices. So this is an interesting concept, and something that we're definitely going to have to look at a little bit more. And if you're not quite sure about this, and by the way, consider all of the homes around, all of the businesses around that have these Ring devices, that have these Ring doorbells, Ring cameras, that are being used, Rings in Amazon smart speakers that are being used. You can literally with all, and by the way, there's not only this. I mentioned the smart thermostat that I have in my house and my parents have in their house. It's capable of having Alexa. Well, we don't have Alexa enabled on either of them, but if we did enable Alexa, well, if we enabled Alexa, then potentially our thermostat could be a part of this mesh network as well. So imagine all the devices, and a lot of people are using these devices today. Imagine all the devices that could be connecting. You could actually have a huge coverage on a mesh network. Again, you only have a few days to opt out of this if you want to, and you would do that directly at the Amazon website. And this is something that if you're not sure about this, you might want to opt out of it. And you can actually do a search for this, but make sure you're going to Amazon.com. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technician standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Now, I wanted to share something with you. One of the things that we actually had a customer just the other day had a problem. Well, they actually had a situation where when they received a message on their computer screen, and this happens all the time. And I know we mention this often, and I apologize for anyone that's heard these types of messages before, but I wanted to just reiterate this and And this account does have a little bit of a different twist that the scammers actually used some psychology and in addition either made it seem like that the lady was able to dial a phone and talk to someone or they actually intercepted a phone call from her. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's probably more likely that they made it seem like she was calling her bank. But one of the things that we wanted to just share with you and talk to you about this is to let you know what had happened. So you may have actually seen something like this in the past when you're browsing, where you actually turn on your computer, you launch a website. It could even be a Microsoft website or a major provider's website, maybe even a news provider. We've seen these happen from the Microsoft Edge start page, and really, I'll describe what happens. First of all, what happens and what we're actually looking at is that they're actually a situation where when you actually go to the page, you launch a page, and when you actually get there, what happens is you're actually going out and getting to a page, and that page has ads, and those ads are actually going to start. Those ads are going to actually display on your screen, and their images coming from a server. Well, it's possible to have that image to actually be infected. And the way this would happen is if the server that is serving that image is infected, that image could be infected. And that could actually launch a script so that the browser actually, another page pops up and you get a message that says something like, your computer is infected. You're in danger. Call this number. And typically they'll say they'll make it seem like they're Microsoft. A lot of times what they say is that they're a Microsoft partner. Let me tell you what is necessary to become a Microsoft partner. There's a lot of people listening on this radio show today that could become a Microsoft partner. If you know a little bit about computers, you don't have to know a lot, but you have to know a little bit about computers. And then you have to actually head over to the Microsoft website. From the Microsoft website, you have to actually answer a few questions, and then you can actually become a Microsoft partner. So it's not real difficult. If someone knows just a little bit about technology, you can become a Microsoft partner. So what happened was she saw this message, and it said it was from Microsoft. She called the number. And by the way, you know, she said, I know that if it was, you know, something about Social Security, that it wouldn't be, there wouldn't be a problem. But she actually talked to the people. She let them log into her computer. She let them install remote software on her computer. And they were showing her different things that they're saying, well, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, and we can fix this for this much money. And by the way, you know, she thought she was actually talking to Microsoft. And the guy that she was speaking with, he was from probably India. He had an Indian accent. He gave her his quote-unquote Microsoft ID. And she was saying that she was actually concerned about whether, you know, this was legitimate or not. And he was saying, oh, yes, you're right. There are a lot of scammers out there, and you have to be very careful. You have to be very cautious. And he was actually reaffirming her fear, but also sympathizing with her and showing her that he knew that scammers were out there. But in doing that, he's really using psychology to help to show her, or so that she thinks, well, this is not something that I should actually worry about. Well, one of the things that happened actually is she was going to call her bank and calling the number on the back of the card, and she actually the person she was speaking with asked her what the number was, and she told him what the number was. Well, she believes that she made the phone call to the bank. He was still on the phone though, so perhaps perhaps because she was on the phone, perhaps somehow he was able to. I'm not sure exactly. She thinks that they intercepted her call. I think that perhaps they made the noise that the phone was dialing, but it actually wasn't dialing. A lady came on the phone that said she was from her bank. I'm not going to mention the bank, but it could be any bank. The lady said she was with the bank. The lady also, one of the things that she did is she said, well, let me make sure that the person you're speaking with is from Microsoft. I can verify this. And by the way, the guy that she was speaking with told her that he was going to email the bank and let them know to be expecting her phone call, which is very odd because they don't have the ability to send an email to someone at the bank and have them automatically know that have the person that is going to answer automatically know that this person's going to call. But the lady that came on the phone did know, and she said, well, let me verify that this is really a Microsoft employee. And she had the lady give her name, the name of the guy, and also his ID number. She did that, and she said, well, let me verify that. And she verified, and she said, yes, he's a Microsoft employee. And by the way, it's a total scam. He's not a Microsoft employee. And she, the lady that was supposedly from the bank is saying, well, someone tried to take out $2,000 out of your account, and another person tried to take out $2,000 out of your account. So you need to go down to the bank right now. Well, this was on Saturday afternoon. The bank was closed, and she said, I can't go to the bank right now. So they said, well, what you need to do is you need to go to one of our partners. We have a deal worked out with Target. You can go to Target and you can buy a gift card, and the gift card needs to be for this amount of money. And when you stay on the phone with us and give us the gift card number, and then we'll be able to protect your account with that gift card. And she didn't realize that this was a scam. If she did that, they would actually access the funds on that gift card. They would use the funds on that gift card, and then she would be out of that money that she was going to pay for that gift card. Well, she went there to Target. She attempted to purchase this, and then she had an issue where, because actually 2 days before this, she had an issue where there was an issue with her card, and she got a replacement card. And she had the replacement card with her, but she thought that the card she had with her was her old card. She didn't think that was active anymore, and so she didn't actually go through with the purchase, and she told the people that she didn't go through with the, that she wasn't going to do it because she didn't have the card with her. And so this was something that she was really spared, and she said, God was with me, and God really helped protect me and save me from this. And I could have actually had a situation where my, I could have been at risk here. And so this is something I'm mentioning this again, because this is a little bit, first of all, it's a different twist to this, but you also, I know there are people listening that have heard this before, and you might be saying, hey, we already know this, but there are people, I guarantee you, people that are listening that maybe you're listening and you're hearing this for the first time, but you don't want to fall for this type of thing. This is not the first customer of ours that we have heard a similar situation. The previous customer, the person, and you might remember when there was all the reporting about Russia and Russian collusion and Russian hackers. Of course, there's a lot of Russian hackers that are in the news right now as well. And, you know, they've even taken down pipelines, meat processing plants, and so on and so forth. One of our customers received a call that said that they had detected that Russian hackers were trying to get into his computer, and they needed him to go and buy a gift card, and they were going to use the number on the gift card to actually encrypt his data so that the Russians couldn't get into his computer. And he didn't want the Russians in his computer, so he went and bought the gift card and gave them the number, and they said, oh, well, that one didn't work. Go to the store and buy this other gift card. Well, the store didn't have that other gift card. But the first gift card that he had purchased, they had already used that money. And he was out of that money, and it's a total scam. And you have to, I want you to just be aware of this. There's no way that a gift card can be used to encrypt your data. There's no way that a gift card can be used to protect your bank account. And you just have to really know this, and don't let the scammers. We hear from customers every week. We work on computers really just about every week, sometimes several of them a week, where the people have actually allowed a hacker or a scammer into their computer. And one of the issues is, a lot of the people that are falling for this are older people that come from a generation where people were trustworthy, from a generation where you when you said something, you could actually count on someone telling the truth. Well, you can't always do that, especially when the person is a professional scammer. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Celebration of Memorial Day. Decoration Day. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.